Libatia mortis. There you are. I need to borrow you for a second, pet. You weren't busy, were you? That's good. I need a final ingredient for this love potion. The old man down the street wants it by tomorrow, and I happen to have everything except for the final ingredient. That's where you come in. See, I had the oleander petals. I had the rose thorns. I even had the ancient red dragon scales. All I need is the essence of a demon's orgasm. As a witch who specializes in love, that's why I have you. I know. You still aren't the happiest being bound to me as a familiar, but a lot of my potions involve items from you. It was just easier to find one of you and make you a familiar than it was to constantly be on the search for one. And you already said that you weren't doing anything, so it's not like there's any real reason for you to be this pouty. I just need to borrow you for like 20 minutes. I'll get you off, use your orgasmic essence in the potion, and you'll be on your way. So please, so I don't lose another client, will you please let me get you off? Thank you. You're a real lifesaver. I don't know what I would do without you, pet. It's nothing too intense this time, like when I had to edge you for an entire week before letting you come for that fertility potion. No, it's nothing like that. I know that was practically torture for a demon of your kind. Why don't you get comfortable and spread your legs for me? Once you come for me, I won't bother you the rest of the day. You're free to do whatever it is your kind does. You know, I've never really asked this, but what do you do all day? Out of all the answers you could give, that's the one I expected the least. Whatever makes you happy, pet. I'm not here to judge. I'm not really in a position to. I was begging for you to let me make you come only a minute earlier. I'm probably not the best to judge what is and isn't normal in our relationship. Are you ready, pet? Relax for me, pet. That's it. Good, good. Take a deep breath for me, just like that. Oh, so good. Good for me. You look so handsome like this, keeping your legs nice and spread for me, letting me take whatever I need from your body. That's it, boy. Don't fight it. Give in. Sink into the pleasure, into what I'm doing, how I'm making you feel. Pleasure is starting to grow between your legs as your focus starts to shift to what I'm doing. The rest of the world is starting to disappear as the pleasure continues to grow. You're doing very good for me, boy. Keep it up. Keep being such a good pet for me while I play with you. Just like this. Oh, that's it. Yeah, touching you delicately, just how you like. You're always so sweet when you're with me. Like that tough barrier you built being an incubus just falls apart. You can't keep it together when you're with me, boy. You fall apart at the simplest request. You're wrapped around my finger, aren't you? Yes, you are such a good boy for me. You didn't even entertain the idea of telling me no when I asked for this. You just pouted a bit and spread your legs for me to take what I wanted. And you love being my pet, don't you? I know you do. You get to be soft around me. You don't have to pretend to be something you aren't. That must be so tiring for you. When you're with me, you can let your guard down. You get to be cherished, and you get to be the special one for once. As much as you pretend you hate it, you love that adoration you get when you come here. Love being praised and helping me out. I think deep down you are a very good demon. But you like to pretend you aren't. Whether you're trying to prove something to yourself or to impress others, I don't know. But either way, I don't really buy it because I get to see you like this. I see how sweet you are when you let yourself be, when you aren't in danger, when you let yourself be taken care of and just relax. It's so nice to see my darling succubus like this. Yes, it is. Oh, such a good boy for me. Taking it so well. Yes. You feel good, don't you? I bet you do. Your pleasure continues to grow as I keep touching you. You're doing such a good job for me, Pat. Yes, you are. Oh, such a good boy for me. Keep it up. I want to see my good boy come. And you want that too, don't you? Of course you do. That's why you're letting me touch you like this. Letting me take care of you like this. Oh, every good boy deserves to be cherished every now and again. And you? You're being the best boy for me. Giving me everything that you have. Letting those sweet noises out as your pleasure grows. Oh, you're doing amazing. Keep it up. Keep being good for me, just like that. Oh, look so fucking handsome like this. When you're melting into your pleasure, it's almost all-consuming, isn't it? You can't think about much else besides how good I feel against you, how quickly your orgasm is building. You're starting to get desperate, aren't you? Oh, I can feel it, Pat. I can feel your need growing with every movement. You're doing so good for me. Yes, you are. Taking everything I give you, just like I knew you would. I knew you were gonna be this well behaved. Such a good boy for your witch. Such a handsome incubus I get to call my own. Responding so well to my body, to me. Such an obedient boy. I'm very impressed with you today. Yes, I am. You're making me so proud. Why don't you use your words and tell me how good you feel? Keep going. Yes. Oh, that's what I like hearing. So good for me. Keep being this well behaved for me, okay? I love making you feel good, and it always goes best when you listen to me, doesn't it? Such a handsome incubus for me, practically eating out of the palm of my hand. You would do anything I ask of you right now, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. If I promised you an orgasm every single day at my own hands, in exchange for keeping you around constantly, you would take that in a fucking instant. You want to know how I know? Because I'm the first person to treat you nicely. I'm the first person to take care of you and view you as someone real. You're more than an incubus to me. You're more than a familiar to me. You're mine. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts. No definition or labels. The only thing you are is mine. But I think you knew that already. You've known that since the moment you were binded to me. And you never regretted a second of it, have you? No. No, you haven't, Pat. You're such a good boy for me. You enjoy every second under my ownership. I would even be willing to bet that you wish I would spend more time with you, that I would summon you more often. You like playing with me. You like how I make you feel. You love how I look at you like you're the most wonderful thing on earth. Even now, when your orgasm is quickly approaching, you're flustering under my gaze. You're so handsome, my boy. Yes, you are. So lucky that you're my incubus. I'm so happy that I get to call you mine, Pat. Yes, I am. I think you beam a bit with pride whenever you hear it. A part of you can't help the thrill of excitement that runs down your spine when I call you mine. You get so happy when I tell you how good you're being. You're a demon, after all. You shouldn't like being praised or called good. But being called a good boy, well, that does something to you, doesn't it? Oh, so good for me. Love how defeated you sounded when you admitted that to me. You're such a good boy, making me so proud. You must be so close to coming, aren't you? So good for me. Answering so honestly. That's it, my boy. Keep it up. You're going to come when I give you permission. Your orgasmic essence needs to go into the potion, or else we're going to have to do this again. You don't want that, do you? I'm sure you wouldn't actually mind. You would probably be ready for round two as soon as you catch your breath, wouldn't you? Oh, it's okay. You can't help yourself, Pet. You're an incubus. It's in your very nature. You're designed to be easy, and that's okay. Spreading your legs and letting me take what I want from you? That's your place. This is why you are the perfect familiar for a witch like me. You just don't know how to say no. It happens to be one of my favorite things about you, handsome. Such a good boy for me, getting so close to coming. You're trying your best to hold back, and you're doing an amazing job for me. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. So why don't you show me how good you can really be, boy? Why don't you come? Come for me, Pat. Show me what a good boy you are. Come for me. Come on, you can do it. Come for me. Oh, just like that. Oh, so good for me, Pat. Yeah. Oh, waiting for permission just like I asked. You're so good. Yes, yes, yes. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. You did everything correctly. You're so good for me, Pat. How are you feeling? Are you okay? Do you need to lay down or something? If you need anything, don't hesitate to ask, okay? I'm not going to leave the room. I'm just going to go back over to my potion. Don't leave for at least an hour, okay? Okay. I want to watch you and make sure that you really are okay, that you're not just telling me that. I don't want you to experience subdrop or anything like that. You're important to me, Pat. I might have found and bound you as a familiar, but my feeling towards you are nothing but real. I enjoy you quite a bit, Pat. So don't go out and do something stupid, leaving me to pick up the pieces, yeah? Good, good.